Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, it is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And listen, if you need advice on relationships, on dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to Steve Harvey FM and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air.
Okay, Shirley. Well, Here it is, everybody. It's time for the Strawberry Letter with my good friend, Shirley Strawberry.
Thank you, my good friend, Junior. Subject, he's handsome, and so is she. All right, dear Steve and Shirley, I am a 55-year-old mother of three handsome boys. My youngest son is getting married, but I have an issue with his fiance, and I feel very guilty about it. I hate to be rude, but the girl he is marrying is not... She's just not that attractive at all. I know it's none of my business because he's the one that has to live with her, but my son is very handsome, and I feel like he could do a lot better. His fiance is a sweet girl, and she seems to really love him, but she's just not a pretty girl. At their engagement party, one of my best girlfriends pulled me aside and asked why my future daughter-in-law did not put on any makeup before the party. I had to tell my girlfriend to look again, closely, because the girl did have her makeup done by a professional makeup artist. My girlfriend was embarrassed for even bringing it up. My older sons have nicknamed the fiancé D-A-M-N because that was their initial impression when they met her.
Dang.
Even my 77-year-old mother said she must really be good to him because she ain't hitting on much in the looks department. Wow, my son has dated beautiful, successful girls in the past, but now he's head over heels for this young lady. I can't help but think what their grandchildren will look like. What if they take after her? My husband said I'm going straight to hell for my thoughts, but I'm just thinking about my grandkids. I hope I'm not being too evil, but Lord forgive me. She's not pretty enough for my son. Is it wrong to take looks into account when accepting your child's significant other? Should I tell him my concerns? Well, I mean, you're a mom, and this is what moms do, you know. I mean, this is really just what they do, you know. You said she's a good girl. You said she's a nice girl. She's just not a pretty girl, you know, but this is who your son wants. This is who he wants to marry. She must be pretty to him or have something that he wants, and maybe to him it's just not all about looks. He's found, you know, the woman of his dreams and who makes his heart flutter, and that's who he wants to marry. And the heart loves who the heart loves, okay? It just does. I mean, you got to stay out of this. You've said way more than enough already. Your other sons put their 2 cents in it. Your mother, his grandmother, put her 2 cents in it. I mean, you got to make this young lady feel welcomed into the family. And you are putting a lot on looks. I mean, I get you want cute grandkids. Who doesn't? But, you know, it's just not always all about looks. All right. I mean, you've said your piece. Let it be. Be happy for him and for their happy marriage. Steve.
I got it. I know what's wrong. I got it.
What?
Took me a minute to balance. How many minutes I got here? It took me a minute to balance myself, but I finally figured I was wrong in this letter. This 55-year-old mother of three handsome boys.
Handsome.
What mama don't think they kids is cute?
Exactly.
All right, let's start there. My youngest son is getting married, but I got an issue with his fiance, and you're guilty about it. I don't hate to be rude, but the girl he's married is not just that attractive at all. Really?
Wow.
But the girl he's marrying is just not that attractive at all. I know it's none of my business. Bam! We could have stopped the letter right there, but you kept typing. Mm-hmm. I know it's none of my business. Yes, because he's the one that's got to live with her. Yes, but my son is very handsome, and I feel like he could do a lot better. I want you to count the times in this letter. You can count the times in this letter, and I'll help you out about how pretty her sons and all her sons is. You know, first of all, she's the mother of three handsome boys. Like I said, what mama don't think they babies them? Now, it ain't none of her business, because that's the one she got to live with. But the girl he married is just not that attractive at all. But my son is very handsome. There it is again. And I feel like he could do a lot better. Well, you don't know that, though. See, I'm going to tell you what I do know. We, as men, married the baddest chick we can get. Now, your little pretty-ass son might not have no game. So maybe you don't understand something, but maybe this is the best he can do. But I got news for you. This girl ain't that unattractive. I'm going to tell you why. Watch this here. His fiance is a sweet girl, and she seems to really love him. Oh, I guess that don't matter to you no more. Okay, so he can get a little pretty thing to walk all over. Okay, but she's just not a pretty girl. That's you again. At the engagement party, one of my best girlfriends, you know, birds of a feather flock together. One of my best girlfriends pulled me aside and asked me why my future daughter-in-law did not put on makeup before the party. Right there. Heifer, you know good and hell well. And then I had to tell my girlfriend to look again closely because the girl did have her makeup done by a professional makeup artist. Bam! Your girl knew that. Women know when women got on makeup. Man, come on. Your girlfriend messy just like you.
Oh.
The mom, the grandmother, the
son. Oh, it ain't over with yet, though. Then my girlfriend was embarrassed for even bringing it up. No, she ain't. My oldest sons have nicknamed the fiance Damn, because that was their first initial pressure when they met her.
That's crazy.
You talking about them three ugly-ass boys you got? Because, see, this is what I'm starting to understand. Them three ugly-ass boys obviously thinks they a lot cuter than they actually are. That's what I think is going on in here. Matter of fact,
leave us with something.
The 55-year-old lady, her three sons, her husband, and grandmama, all them ugly.
We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 after the hour, right after this. Subject, he's handsome, and so is she.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, let's recap today's strawberry letter.
Yeah, I recap it.
He's handsome, so is she, is the
subject. But see, here go the problem is, we got an ugly-ass family that's been around each other their whole life and ain't never called each other ugly. See, that's all this is. 55-year-old mother, three handsome boys. Everybody think they baby handsome. My youngest son getting married. The issue with the fiance, feeling guilty, hate to be rude, but the girl is just not that attractive at all. Men married the best chick they can get. So this is obviously the best chick your son could get. I know it ain't none of my business. That's why you shouldn't have wrote the letter. But he's the one that's got to live with her. Yes, he is. Have you ever thought that this girl treats him right? But my son is very handsome. You keep saying that. My daddy always told me, if somebody always got to tell you something about themselves, it probably ain't true. Now, this is the third time you done mentioned them ugly-ass boys of yours and sitting up in here trying to make their ass like they all that handsome. You had them ugly-ass kids, and now you sitting up in here trying to destroy this other girl because ain't nobody told you y'all ugly. Well, I'm glad you wrote in with your ugly ass. So now here we go. At the engagement party, one of my best friends pulled me to the side and asked me why my future daughter-in-law did not put makeup on. See, messy people hang with messy people. You messy, your girlfriend messy. I had to tell my girlfriend to look again because she had a professional makeup artist do it. My girlfriend was embarrassed for even bringing it up. No, she didn't. She brought it up to be messy. Why did she keep that to herself? Why would she go to her girlfriend and tell her girlfriend, man, your future daughter-in-law blow, you know? So let me ask you something about this lady right here. Did you ever think that they said the same thing about you when you got married?
Uh-huh. She's Pop having team. Deja vu.
Maybe
Steve.
Your husband's mama said the same thing about you. Now, you got these three ugly-ass boys that you keep writing off as handsome in this letter. I wish you'd have sent a photo with these little ugly-ass boys of yours. Uh-huh. And then your older sons have nicknamed her Damn, because that was their first impression when they met her. You know why they call her Damn? Because everybody looked at them and went, Damn. Here come the three musketeers. Damn. Even my 77-year-old mama said she must be really good too, because she ain't hitting no much in the look department. This is generational.
Yeah, it is.
This is generational.
Three generations.
My son has dated beautiful, successful girls in the past, but now he's head over heels for this young lady. Well, let me just look at this. Let's suppose that's a true statement. The reason he dated beautiful, successful girls, them pretty, beautiful, successful girls, they know how to treat him. He want to get treated right. I got another news for you.
What?
Most boys marry girls to remind them of their mama.
Hey.
You shut it down with
you
that
You need
one.
To go somewhere, sir. You need to go sit down somewhere.
No, you shut it down with that one. That's funny, Steve.
I can't help
and
but
you sucked your teeth.
Yeah. I can't help but think about what they grant, what their children would look like. What if they take after her? Well, what if they take after y'all?
So basically you're saying she just can't send blanket statements like that without pictures. She's
no,
gotta prove.
No, yeah. Not to me.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
My husband said I'm going straight to hell for my thoughts. But I'm just thinking about my grandkids. Mm. I hope I'm not being too evil. You just like your girlfriend.
Oh, man.
Girl, I feel so embarrassed bringing this up. That's why you bringing up. I hope I'm not being too evil. How can you not be? What is too evil? Oh, you just want to be a little evil? Then she throw this in. But Lord, forgive me. Girl, bye. What is
there
it?
You go.
Shirley, what did they say?
That's
Felicia.
It. You said it. Yeah. You said a girl bye. Boy,
no,
bye, girl,
go
bye.
Out here.
Yeah.
She is not pretty enough for my son. She might be all your son can get. Lady, oh, your man. Sons is ugly, too. All three of them. All three of your boys is ugly.
Man.
And what you need to do is call your husband's mama and ask him, what did he say when y'all got married?
I can't imagine. What do you think they said, Steve?
I can't believe Cletus is married.
Oh, man.
Lord.
What about them girls?
Cletus used to have the prettiest, and now look at them. They done had children, three of them, and she keep trying to tell everybody they just handsome. And we all just goes along with it. We done convinced each other that we all cute. Hell, I'm not that cute. Cephas ain't cute. His wife ain't that cute. His kids ain't cute.
Oh, man.
And you just finna have some little ugly, cute-ass kids. She's not pretty enough for my son. Is it wrong to take looks into account when accepting your child's significant other? Should I tell him my concerns? I wish you would go over there so he can quit talking to your ass, because that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Because he's going to break your heart when he tell you, mama. But she reminded me of you.
This is who I am.
That's going to make you want to drive your car off the cliff then, lady. Mm-hmm. Well, appreciate you writing in to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Go somewhere. Tell your whole family. Go somewhere and sit your little ugly ass down.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
All right, Steve. Hit us up on Instagram at SteveHarveyFM with your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter. And don't forget to check out the Strawberry Letter podcast. That's on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.